on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Doubleheader Thursday racing at the Bull today and then Sportsbet Pakenham tonight. Harry White will find us the winners of Pakenham and Mark Hunter. He's a Bull specialist. It could be a day for the shorties and it could be a day for Lindsay Smith. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Michael. I'm good, thank you.
Can we get some value out of today's meeting or we just multi all these shorties up?
Well, I've had a couple of bits at Pakenham, but I don't think I'm going to instill you with much confidence down at Warrnambool. As you said, Lindsay's got those shorties, which probably destroy the quaddie. Not a lot of value through the day, and no, I don't think I'm going to instill you with confidence down there today.
All right, well, let's get into it and see where it takes us. We've got four odds-on favourites of the eight races, and the first race is an odds-on favourite as well. It's been backed into around about $1.80 this morning over $1.90. Divering, and I heard Mitch Friedman on with the Brekkie Boys this morning, and he didn't instill that much confidence as well. Said we'll be better for the run. It's a very weak race, though. It's $1.90. Yeah, always is at $2.90. And Charlie's $10.750. Take out number eight, Classy Couture. What do you make of the first?
I think he's right. It's a shocking race. Look, I'll tip Diva Ring on top. You could not possibly back it. Its debut was okay at Werribee. I think that's the best form race coming into this. But now it's got to, wouldn't say it roared through the line. It's got to go out to 2,000 metres. Look, it's probably just got to hold its form, run the distance, and it should be too good for a moderate lot. But, as I say, I wouldn't be rushing into the odds. To beat number three, Yes, Always, who comes through the Tempest Charm race at Sandown, where it was pretty basic. It dropped out. It has to stretch out to 2,000 metres. That's the query again. Number two, Westcliff. It's had 10 goes for two placings. It plugged away okay last time at stall. And one, Charlie's Tin, who tries to get a good run. It was a pretty basic run there last time at stall. It's next best. The race falls even further away after that. So, yeah, 5-3-2-1 in the first. Happy to watch.
All right, 5-3-2-1 in the first. Race number two is over 1,700 metres. It's a maiden. They all go round. And money for Old Rope has been well supported into $1.80 from the Lindsay Smith stable. Unlucky on debut. Tavabila, first starter from the McAvoy camps at $3.70. Prospectiva is at $6. And then we're down to Gravilia Robusta at $7.50. So a bit of money. Money for Old Rope. Would you be willing to play at $1.80?
Oh, hell no. I'll go for number five here, Tavabila, who had a bit of luck here, or good judgment, more so than luck, with Tony and Calvin, kicking these horses off at the longer journeys. They've won a couple of races, and I think that could continue here. It's a weak race. Tavabil looks one-paced, and that's why it's kicking off at this trip. It'll go forward, sit up on the speed. Hasn't got much to beat. I thought Tavabil could make a winning debut here to beat number one. Money for Old Rope, who was an OK debut without raving. It's got the wide gate to overcome. It has to stretch out to 1,700 metres and completely poison odds. Three, Gravilia Robusta. It's shown ability. It wasn't hopeless two starts ago behind Bookman. That's good enough form for this race, and then copped a wet track last time, it can improve. And 9-2 Cot House, who's big odds, got Declan Bates on board. He was absolutely outstanding at Camperdown on the weekend, Declan. And this horse here wasn't hopeless on debut, at least making some ground over the 1,400 metres. So, yeah, I couldn't possibly take the shorts. I'll go 5-1, 3-9.
5-1, 3-9 in race number two. Race number three. Over 1,300 metres, they all go round. The big heist of debutante for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr., $2.60 favourite. Spirit Beast, also on debut for Friedman, is at $4. $5 Andress, and then we're down to Last Girl Love, a first starter for McAvoy's at $8. And Glenn Ingram, the trial file guru, has the big heist as one of his bets of the program off its jump outs and trials. What do you make of the big heist?
Got a good chance. I heard him tip Shotmaker as well, Michael. I've got a little share in Shotmaker, and you're a thrill seeker if you want to tune in there. good luck. I hope you're right. Good luck to you, but you're a thrill seeker. This race here, this is a good race. There's three chances, 6, 7, and 9. This is one of the strongest races of the day. I'll go with number 9 here, Andrews. I think Declan Bates taking over is a big plus for the horse. It's fitter for two runs back. Looked reluctant in among them there last time, and once it got to the outside, it really powered home here for a fast finishing third. So I think the jump to 1,300 metres, I certainly don't think you'll miss each way. I'm happy to have something on Andrews here to beat six Spirit Beast. Friedman's are going well with their little first starters, and this one's trialled like it needs the trip. Should get a nice run just behind the speed. Seven, the big heist, come sailing down the outside for a good trial win. No doubt it's got a good winning hope. They're the hopes. Next best, number five, Ned and Power, who's certainly going to win a maiden. It's just running to a good one, good little maiden here first up, but might not be quite good enough. So three chances. Happy to back nine each way. 9, 6, 7, then 5.
9, 6, 7, and 5 in race number three. Race number four, this is over 1,100 metres. Take out 3, 8, 10, and 11. And, gee, there's been a good go for this first starter from the Lindsay Smith stable. It opened up $7.50, Rojin, or Rojon, and it's now into $2.50 favouritism. What happened? $3.40 from the Pat Payne stable. It also opened up at $6. Shelaquin, $7.50, now into $3.90, and then we're out to Grinzinger Rocket. So I'm not sure what's... there must have been an early favourite scratched here, has there? Because all of these have firmed markedly from their opening quote into a lot shorter odds. What do you make here, Mark?
Yeah, you've had Kenny come out and also Exceedingly Magic, so big deductions out of the market there. This, the three chances, oh, there's probably four little hopes. Number nine, Shelaquin, I've gone for. I thought he finished that recent Tatura trial off well. It sat back behind them. Looked like it was getting stronger through the line, so I think it's got as good a winning hope as any, balancing up and finishing strong down the middle. To beat 12, Rojin, who kicks off its career from gate two. It's going to get a beautiful run. It's trialled well. Seven, Grinzinger Rocket, made some ground there on debut. Was an OK effort. And six, What Happened. I wonder what happened down there at Terrain. It was awful. It looked like it was gone after two strides. It lost its action. Said it's got blinkers on here for the first time. First up run was terrific. And from gate one, if it can find that form again in the blinkers, it's a winning chance. So an even little race for mine. No standouts. 9, 12, 7 and 6.
9, 12, 7 and 6 in race number 4, the first leg of the quaddie. We've got another shorty here from the Lindsay Smith stable. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,100. No scratchings. Sweet Mary, $1.65 favourite. Glenferrie Girl at $4.60. Francine, $5.50. Another one that's really tight in the market. Can you trim this up in the quaddie?
I'm only taking 4 and 6. The favourite is the one to beat, Sweet Mary. It kicked off first up at 1,200 metres in a benchmark 70, which was a bit of a task. And it led, it gave a half a kick, then got gobbled up with about 100 to go. Now, it's fitter, it's back to 1,100 metres. That shouldn't be a concern. Drops back to benchmark 58 is perfect. Got a 2 kilo claim. It just has to be well handled with pressure inside and outside. So you just don't want to see it getting into an absolute speed duel. If the race is run where they all get every chance, then I think Sweet Mary is the most likely winner. I'll be saving on number 4, Glenferrie Girl, who Dean Hollander rides a big plus in this race. It'll sit just behind the speed the way it was last time. It'll get clear. It'll give chase. It's in good form. It's going to be hard to beat. If they go absolutely mad here, number 7, Sunburn's got a little hope. It was just set an impossible task last time. Didn't run badly. And 4th pick, number 2, Francine, who draws wide. It's got the 3 kilo claim. They'll just cut the ribbons and come roaring across. It can certainly cause the leader's grief. If it finds the lead on its own, it's got some little winning chance. I'll go 6, 4, 7, and 2.
6, 4, 7, and 2 in race number 5. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,300. Take out 8 and 13, Star Midfielder, $3. Madam Mischief, $3.10. Mingora, $6.50. Little FIFO at $7.
Yeah, they're my four numbers. So without a lot of confidence, I'll go number 10, Little FIFO, who's coming off a spell. It was a good win before a spell. It put together consistent efforts before that. It's had your typical paddy trials. It should sit 5th or 6th, get a beautiful run behind the speed, and can run well fresh in this even race to beat number 7, Star Midfielder, who's been a disappointing horse. It covered ground last time. That was a dreadfully weak race. It covered ground, was entitled to fight on better. It's got a chance in this grade. One Madam Mischief we haven't seen for a little while. It's got the 4 kilo claim. It just ran them into the ground last time. We'll try and do the same. And 12 Mingora, the one okay. It's got the 2 kilo claim. It's got a wide gate. It needs luck, but it's a horse on the improve. So not a lot between them here. I'll go 10, 7, 1 and 12.
10, 7, 1 and 12 in race number 6. And the feature of the day is the Port Ferry IGA Port Ferry Cup. They might as well engrave it now. 2, 11, 12, 13. Tuvalu, who is a very smart horse, has got I'm Thunderstruck form. Obviously decided to give him an easy kill first up here. It's $1.25. Then you're out to Zoltan at $6.50. Policano's at $11. Surely there's no way they beat Tuvalu here, Mark.
No, they shouldn't. With Fundraiser gone, it's made it even weaker. Tuvalu, as you said it all for me, Michael, we're on Thunderstruck form, the good trial. It should be winning first up to beat number one, Palenka, who I thought was pretty good there first up. Gets a great run from the draw, can run a place. Six Zoltan, kicked off at Caulfield, got out of the pack and really looked like it was going to hit the line, then just held its ground. But time between runs, gets back to its home track. I'd look for big improvement here. And eight Prince of Eagles, another one for Lindsay Smith from overseas. It's got ability, this horse. A recent trial would probably tell you that it needs this run and a bit further, but I don't think it will run badly. Could get into the minor money. Four should just be winning. 4, 1, 6, and 8.
4, 1, 6, and 8. And the last of eight jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a 64 over 1700. No scratchings. Cuban State's the 360 favourite. Nordic Symphony 370. Angel Rock 440. The Nephew into 650. And a good push yesterday from Joe O'Neill. Who do you like in the last?
There, my four again. I'm going to go with number nine, The Nephew, who ran last time at Sandown and looked to be travelling quite well and then just forgot to hook out and got knocked over. I think fitter for that run. It did finish the race off okay. It's got Cape One. Gets a nice run where there's not a heap of speed in this race to beat number three, Nordic Symphony. Goes well on a time track. Came out of the pack and just roared home last time and just failed. It's got a winning chance. Four Cuban State can go forward on a moderate tempo and give you a great sight. And six Angel Rock, the Kavanagh stable, absolutely flying. Angel Rock was good last time. He's got the horse going terrific like most of his, and it's close to a win. They're the four chances, not a lot between them, 9, 3, 4, and 6.
9, 3, 4, and 6. Okay, it could be a little bit of a tricky day at the Bull. How do you want to play it?
Very carefully. I'll make my best race 2, number 5, Tavabeel. I'll make my value race 8, number 9, The Nephew. The Quaddy, first leg, this could pay nothing, this Quaddy. First leg, 4 and 6. Second leg, 1, 7, 10 and 12. Third leg, number 4. And last leg, number 3, 4, 6, and 9. And play of the day. We'll play the daily double. At least there's a little bit of value in these races. First leg, 1, 7, 10, 12. Second leg, 3 and 9.
Who did you like at Pakenham tonight?
Pakenham, I've backed race 7, number 3, Santero. And each way, race 1, number 3, Tim Lee.
Okay. Have you had a look at either Flemington tomorrow or Moonee Valley Saturday?
I haven't got to the rapid racing yet, but I've got halfway through Moonee Valley, and I'll go with race 4, Wellsford, in the distance race. I reckon Wellsford can outgrind them late and pick them up.
All right, Wellsford, race 4, number 7, a $5.50 chance. Good on you, Mark.
Thanks, Michael.
Good punting over the weekend. Mark Hunter with his selections at Warrnambool. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, Harry White looking at Sportsbet Pakenham tonight. Time to focus on the Pakenham meeting this evening. It'll be a beautiful evening out at Pakenham after a warm day today. Harry White is the man to find us all of the winners. And the circuit tonight, it'll be a perfect track condition, and the rail is out 2 metres from the winning post to the 400 and true for the remainder. Harry, good morning to you. Do you like tonight's meeting?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, look, it's a really nice meeting. It could potentially be a little bit tricky, so we'll see how we fare, but there's a couple at a nice enough price.
All right, in the first we can take out 10 Foxy Gal. This is over 2,000 metres. Adeline is the $2.60 favourite. Perpetual Grace is equal favourite, in fact, at $2.60. Drake Passage, $5.50, are the top three in the market.
Happy to be with Adeline. Gave a good sight leading throughout at Warrnambool. Was only run over the top late. The start prior, she was the best of the closers from back at Geelong. I just think they need to find that sweet spot with her. Not too far back and probably not leading up to 2,000 metre suits. Drake Passage ran on well behind subsequent winner Greenbelt, indicating more ground would prove advantageous. Perpetual Grace should appreciate getting out to 2,000 metres. Winkers on. Just tight enough in betting for mine. I'd rather be with Adeline at the same price. Cable de Vega ran on well last start, even after covering a stack of ground. 7-4, 11-9.
7-4, 11-9 in the first. Race number 2 is over the mile. And in this race, you can take out number 7. Ocean Chief is the favourite for Mike Moroney, $2.90. Shelley is at $3.40. Shelley Lilly. And then Ginger Creek, who has firmed in the market, a bit of a push from Will Hayes this morning's at $5. They're the top three in the market.
Well, I'm glad to see that, Michael. It was sort of $7, $8 when I was doing the form, Ginger Creek. It's the horse I was with, I am with, motoring home late at Cranbourne over 1,400 metres last start when the race was run and won, noting the top three were all on speed. He was only a length and a half off the winner by the end of it all, and said winner nearly came close to beating Greenbelt yesterday, so that's good form. Up to the mile will suit, and we can still get a nice enough price. Ocean Chief lost momentum in the straight last start, but closed off nicely. Shalili and Flame of Venice, I thought, were the other key hopes. 5-3, 11-10.
5-3, 11-10 in the second. Race number three, over 1,400. Take out 1, 2, 8, 10 and 14. Matteo Ma, favourite again. Odds on again, $1.95. Looking to finally break through. Heskett, $4.40. Grisby's Pal is at $8. Is tonight the night for Matteo Ma?
No, at the price, I think Matteo Ma's vulnerable over 1,400 metres. There's been merit in both of his runs when second each time, but he did have his chances. Let's go with the Waller debutant, Othcar, at a nice price. I like the way he's worked in a couple of jump outs. Kicking straight off over this trip looks ideal. And Stackhouse riding for Waller, well, that's a fruitful combination. Heskett ran well at Cranbourne despite being a beaten favourite. Third up, firmer footing, upper furlong in trip look ideal. Matteo Ma in for third, and Shadow Heart jumped out well leading into this, but did chuck off the rider a few times last prep. So tread warily if you're backing that horse. 7-4-5-9.
7-4-5-9 in race number three. Race number four, over 1,200 metres. 5, 7, and 12 are the scratching. Sharwin, I don't know what happened last start. It was expected to just win at Stony Creek. It got beaten at $1.40. It's a $2.70 favourite here. What a sham. $3.10. Titan of Choice, $4.20. Well, what were the excuses last start for the favourite, Harry?
Apparently none that I could find, Michael. So super disappointing considering the horse was $1.45. Jump outs beforehand were really good, so you could maybe forgive it, you know, first up, poor run, but not for me. I really love the way Titan of Choice won first up when subject to a little bit of a betting plunge, peeled right around the field, let down strongly, seemingly with more to offer. There is more depth here, but the way he won last start suggests to me that he can measure up. What a sham, held up in the straight last start, hit the line well once she found clear running room. Look, with even luck there, she would have gotten a lot closer to the winner, Attractable, which is a good form reference. Sharwin, as we said, disappointing first up, and Invincible Millie next best. 2-3-9-4.
2-3-9-4 in the fourth. Race number five, first leg of the quaddy. Take out 10, Yulong Code for Peter Moody's the $2.80 favourite. Shot Maker has firmed, although putt owner Mark Hunter said tread warily, $4.80. B Hunter is at $5.50. And Ruben Blur, putt owned by Mick Sharkey. If you're listening, Mick, send us a text in. Help the listeners out. Does Ruben Blur get up today? Who do you like, Harry?
Well, we might need help with this race, Michael. It's really, really hard to sort out. With little confidence, I'll go with B Hunter, who was luckless first up behind a wall of horses with something to offer. It was just a nice barrier trial of sorts. Fitted now up to 1,200 metres. The booking of Jai McNeil, where he gets this horse to in running from barrier three, I think is the key to its chances. Shotmaker, it's been jumping out brilliantly, so maybe a nearly year-long spell has done him the world of good, but it was a very lackluster campaign last time in. Yulong Code was good last start in weaker grade, just tight enough in betting here. And Ruben Blur closed off strongly first up. Watch for him late again. Definite chance. 5-6-7-3.
5-6-7-3 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number six is over 1,400 metres. Fatilia is the favourite here at 270. Diamond Dagger is at $3.40. Miss Karashan is at $6, and they're the top three in the market.
I'm with Diamond Dagger. Was scrubbed up a bit in a recent jump out. That's all right. Kicking off over 1,400 metres will suit. She nearly won first up last prep over 1,300 metres, then nearly won over 1,400. I just think she's the best horse in the race. Cornucopia never saw clear air first up. Still ran well. Second up, out over 1,400 metres. She has had her fair share of chances, though. Fatilia ran well on debut, was entitled to do so with the run that she had. It is a good form reference race, and nothing else at a massive price. Ran well at a big price on a track favouring leaders, and that race has already provided good subsequent winning form. So into the quaddy, 2-1-5-14.
2, 1, 5, and 14. And race number 7 is over 1,400 metres. In this race, takeout number 6, Jenny Esprit. Santiro's the favourite. It's been well backed and was a selection from Mark Hunter as well. $2.70 for Patrick Payne. Double Chance, $6. Pretty Little Lass, $6. No Puzzles, $6.50. Atomic Selfie, $7. You with the favourite here as well?
I am. We follow the market here. I know that the get back and run on racing pattern of Santiro is usually to her detriment, but she finds no better race to win. The form around her is the right kind for this. Double Chance with solid late first up will appreciate the extra trip. Pretty Little Lass marks the park just off the leader, so should get every chance. No Puzzle, Maps to be said leader. She was wide throughout first up. Forgive that. Blinkers on. If she gets an easy time up front, she'll be hard to get past. 3, 4, 8, 2.
3, 4, 8, and 2 in race number 7. And the last of 8, it jumps tonight at 9:15. Basara's the favourite here. You can scratch number 9. Basara, 3.20. Lunaire's, 3.70. Spooning, 4.20. And they're the top three in the market. It's out to $11, best of the rest. How do we come home?
Hopefully with Spooning at $4. That's a nice enough price. Was solid behind Pitch and Unlast start over the trip. That's a good form reference. Third up now. Mapping for a soft run. Froggy Newitt taking the reins. He's an aggressive front-running rider. She's the one who I want to be with. To beat Brassara, was getting into his work when the race was all over last start. I think he looks to be the other key hope. We need to trim up the quaddie somewhere, so we'll trim up with those two. Linares covered ground last start, was entitled to tire. Two weaker grade wins beforehand were sound enough. And then Ricolto comes through that same race, was getting warm. When it was over, strips fitter second up, 7-3, 10-11.
7-3, 10-11. All right, H, we need winners. How do we construct tonight's program and the betting strategy?
I'll make my best race 4, number 2, Titan of Choice, and you can get around $4. Value, race 2, number 5, Ginger Creek, as you said, has tightened in a little bit. Quaddie, it's a flexi day. First leg, 3, 5, 6, 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 14. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 8. And we have to trim up the last numbers 3 and 7 only. Play of the day, even money, Jai McNeil to win the Jockey Challenge looks a lock to me.
Well, even money, we can get Jai McNeil, okay. Have you looked ahead to the weekend's races?
I have. I've had a look at the Valley. I think that in race 3, in that distance race, good idea, at $3.80, should probably be favourite. And that's my best of the weekend, I think, or best of Saturday at least. Race 3, number 1, good idea.
Okay, to beat the favourite, good idea, at $3.80. H, good punting.
Thanks, Michael.